Hallelujah. And so he realized, and before my sermon this morning is before he even knew it, he wakes up, Brother Petrie, and it's already done. Before he even knew it, it was over. That's why he said, how dreadful is this place? Lord, I wake up and all of a sudden I'm in God's hands. God's making me promises before I even knew it. I was asleep. I wake up and man, he's with me all the way, even into the end. And I'm here to tell someone in my little sermon this morning that God will wake you up one day and it'll be over before you know it. It'll be over before you know it. And by the time you realize it, it's already over. Lord. Ooh, I'm wound up this morning. He came to himself and said, surely the Lord was in this place and I knew it not, but now I know it, but it's already over. And so he took the stones that he had made for a pillow and he stacked them up and he marked the spot and called it a pillar and said, this is none other than the house of God. And he poured oil on top of those rocks. He anointed that place. I want to ask you this morning, do you have a place? Do you have a spot, an anointed place where you like to pray? Do you have an anointed place? Can you remember where you got the Holy Ghost at? Can you remember where God met your need? Can you remember where God healed you? Can you remember the spot where God anointed you with his Spirit? Oh, I got my fishing places marked. I got my spots marked. I even dive, y'all. I cheat any way I can as long as it's legal. I dive down there and I look around and find the fish and I tie me a little, sometimes I blow a balloon, sometimes I just a little marker and I send that little buoy up and I tie it right there where I want and I'm looking around, okay, in relation to this buoy. Then I come back up and I go fishing and I catch them. Wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. But I got that spot marked. I got hunting places marked. I got a spot marked. Do you have a spot marked where the Lord found you? Do you have a spot marked where your life changed? That was the place he marked, was the place that his life, this is the spot where God changed me. Amen. He put an X right there and said, Lord, if I ever come back here, I'm going to remember the spot by when I see the stone. We need to have spots in our lives. There's places on the lake at Toledo Bend. When I pass that spot, I remember that's the place I laid on the boat and encountered a God of heaven like I never knew before. It's the spot where God changed my thinking and the way I was looking at things. Hallelujah. Mark the spot. We find, real quick, we find that Peter is asleep, much like Jacob was asleep. And I've heard it preached. I just see it different. Is it okay to see things different than other people see them? I've often said here this morning, you don't have to agree with everything I preach and say. Just don't rebel against it. That's the only difference. Rebellion is a sin. Disagreeing is not. And so he's. I've heard it said, oh, he was such peace. He just was sleeping between two soldiers because Peter had such peace. Oh, no. You go get between two soldiers and they're going to call you that same night to cut your head off and see if you've got peace. They're going to cut you in pieces is what they're going to do. He was tired. He was like Jacob. He was weary. I don't care what they're going to do to you tomorrow. You'll get so tired, you'll go to sleep. And sometimes that's your way out is sleep, right? That's what depressed people do. They pull the blinds down. They're going to sleep. He was asleep. Tired and weary, he lays down with chains on each hand and guards by the side of him. He's in the inner prison. It looks like there's no way out. But as he was sleeping, he was awakened by an angel. And a light comes on. Thank God, anybody? Thank God for the light. Thank God. It's great there's a God. It's great there's an angel. But if there's no light, honey, you're going to still walk in darkness. I can say follow me all you want to, but if there's no light, God is light. The Bible says he's the father of lights. Wherever there's light, there's God. Wherever there's darkness, there's every evil work. A light come on. And this angel says unto him, it's like, Get up. Arise quickly. Let's go. Gird thyself. I mean, put your clothes on. Look, sandals. Tie those sandals on. Put your garments on and follow me. And the Bible says he got up and followed the angel and wist not that it was true. He was just doing it. I mean, it's a good thing he didn't know. Can I tell you, it's a good thing you don't know. You don't know what he's doing. You think you know what knows you're doing, but you don't know what he's doing. And sometimes it's good that you don't know what he's doing, because it may scare you what he's doing. It's like the lady that Elijah or Elisha prayed and had the baby. You remember that? It dies, and the widow, the woman comes back to him and says, "My son is dead." And the Bible says that Elijah knew it not. It was good that he didn't know that. And so he did not know that this was really happening. But he put on his shoes. He might have said, "Where are we going?" If he'd have known. He put on his garment. "Are they taking me to execute me? What are they doing?" He just followed because he didn't know what God was doing. And they go through the first ward, and they go through the second ward. And guess what? They come to the what? The gate. The access. They come to the iron gate. The last gate that leads to freedom. They come to the gate that if you're on this side, you're a prisoner. And on the other side, you are free. And the Bible says that it opened when he said, "Says to me." Open, says to me. It opened on its own accord. I'm here to tell you, if you won't fight God, you won't buck against him, and you just let him lead you and wist not, don't get so involved. "Well, I don't know what God's doing here. I got to find out. I'm going to call so-and-so. I'm going to find." Just follow the Lord. And when you finally get to that spot, it'll happen on its own. And the gate opened, and Peter came out. And the Bible says that when they had gone, listen to me, when they had gone one street, everybody say one street, one street, the angel disappeared. One street. Once he was out and he was free, his guide was gone. How many times do you see Jesus entering to a place? He healed the withered man and then he withdrew himself. When they recognized that he was the one that had been crucified, he disappeared. Too many times we disappear before the guide does. See, there's a message in that. We disappear before he does. But when he finally gets you to the place that you're free and you can make good, intelligent choices, then he'll disappear. Once he gets you on the right road, he'll disappear. Once he equips you with what you need, he'll disappear. Oh, Lord. I just want somebody to know this morning that God is leading you. Just put on your sandals, put on your garment, follow him. The light is on. Just follow him without questioning, "Why do I have to go through this? Why is this happening to me?" And just follow him. And when you finally get free of the past and you get free of those things, guess what? The Bible says Peter came to himself. And when he considered what was done, he said, "Where's that house where they're praying?" He too found the house of God. Hallelujah. My, my, my. It will happen before you know it. When he woke up and realized, "I'm out," it happened before he knew it. Elijah had a follower named Elisha. But he couldn't get everything he had until he disappeared. He had to follow him until he disappeared. Too many times Elisha's disappear before Elijah's disappear. That's the problem. But he said, "If you see me when I go, when I disappear, you can have everything I've got." Oh, I close with this. I remember a man named Jesus that took them out as far as Bethany. They followed him until he disappeared. They brought him as far as Bethany, and he went up in a cloud and disappeared. And the angel of the Lord, or two men in white apparel, said, "Why gaze ye into the air, standing here looking up into heaven? That same Jesus that went away will come again in like manner to receive you unto his own." I'm here to tell you, he's coming back. Hallelujah. He's coming back. And everything he's got is going to be yours. Hallelujah. When he disappeared because he said, "I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also." That's why he disappeared. It's because I want you to have everything I got. You've got to follow somebody till they disappear. And when they disappear, you get what they got. My kids better stay with me till I disappear. Because if they don't stay with me till I disappear, they won't get what I got. If you want what God has in his will, you got to stay with this thing till you disappear. Hallelujah. Stay in this thing. It'll happen before you know it. I'm 58 years old. What happened? What happened to life? Where did it go? It happened before I knew it. I thank God for his mercy and his grace and his love this morning, aren't you? You may not come out first. You may not been, you know, but sometimes people that come out with a silver spoon, they don't appreciate the hard labor that it takes to get where you want to go. Remember, don't look at Jacob so critical. He only come out that much late. He just wanted it so bad. He said, "I could have been that firstborn, so I'm going to get it anyway." But when he found the gate to heaven, he realized he was going about it the wrong way. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Bow your heads. Lord, we come before you this morning. Help somebody to realize that what they're going through, they just need to go through it. Hallelujah. They need to put on their sandals. They need to watch where whoever their guide is leading them. Put on their clothes. Let the chains fall off this morning, God, of somebody that's being held back by things of the past. Lord, I want them to wake up one day and realize, "Lord, it happened before I knew it. I was free. I was out. I was over my past." Because, Lord, you are the one that can lead us to a perfect day. Hallelujah. Lord, make us unaware, if you will, of our surroundings and the turbulence that goes on, lest we get our focus, our attention on that, and we sink as Peter did. But Lord, help us to focus on the guide that is leading us to a better day. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory. Hallelujah. God bless you. Take your quick break, and we'll come back for morning worship.